Howdy, neighbors. Welcome to another Ag Perspectives podcast here on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes, and today we've got Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, joining us, talking a little bit about the day's activities in the U.S. Senate, a very convincing vote in favor of the Obama GOP tax package deal, 81-19, the final vote in favor, and that includes significant relief on the estate tax, the so-called death tax. Colin Woodall says next step is, of course, the U.S. House of Representatives. The question mark is, will there be votes out there that could potentially derail this current level of estate tax relief for U.S. agriculture and others in the economy that could be benefited by the $5 million exemption per person, as well as the 35% tax rate? As we mentioned, we talked with Colin Woodall late on Wednesday evening about the day's events. We asked him, obviously, reaction to the Senate vote of earlier in the day.
Well, we are very pleased with the vote. When you look at a margin as large as that was, especially in the United States Senate, it sends a pretty clear signal that this is something that everybody can kind of get their hands around. You know, it's not perfect for everybody. It's not even perfect for the cattlemen. There's some things in there that we don't like. But the fact of the matter is the provisions in regards to death tax are exactly what we've been working on for quite some time. Right now, it looks like the real challenge is going to be trying to maintain that when we go to the House. We know that there's going to be a pretty significant challenge being mounted by Earl Pomeroy from North Dakota. Of course, Mr. Pomeroy was defeated in his election, so he's trying to go out maybe a bit with the bang here. And what he's trying to do is really scale back these death tax provisions. He wants to take us back to where we were in 2009. And to us, it's just not acceptable. What we have in this Senate package is what we've been working on for several years. It's very similar to Lincoln-Kyle. It's $5 million per person, $10 million per couple. Anything over that is going to be at a reduced rate of 35%. The exemption amounts are tied to inflation, and on top of that, we're going to maintain a step-up in basis. That's probably the best package that we could have possibly asked for in this Congress, given everything that we're up against. So that has survived several attacks on the Senate side, and now we've got to get it done. It looks like this week is still something where the House will vote on it. At that point in time, we could potentially have this thing wrapped up. Now, the bad news is it's only for 2 years. But given that situation, we know that when we come to renegotiating this here in about 18 months to 2 years from now, it's going to allow us the opportunity to start from a higher base level, and that's this level of $5 million and 35%, which is much better than we would have been on January 1st with just a $1 million exemption and a 55% tax rate.
At this point, that 81 vote, positive vote in the Senate, does that help you maybe carry the day in the House?
Well, we think that it does, because what it did is it sent the signal to the House that the Senate's behind this. We know that the president's behind it. And as I said, this is not a perfect package for either party, but it's a package that can actually pass. The one thing that everybody has to keep in mind is here we are at the end of this week. We know that both the House and Senate want to get home. They want to adjourn this Congress and go home for Christmas. If the House decides to blow this up, then what they do is they end up sending in another package back to the Senate. And that's going to be extremely hard for the Senate leadership to swallow. I think the House understands that. I think the administration understands that. And I think that's why we've seen a lot of the rhetoric from the House really scale down from where it was back this weekend. This weekend, when the Senate was in session looking at a lot of the tax provisions, especially the death tax provision, we had folks like Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat from Maryland, who was pushing back, saying that there's no way that the House would accept these death tax provisions. That's the $5 million per person, 10 per couple, and the 35% tax rate. Well, over the course of this week, especially with the action on the Senate, both with their cloture vote and their vote today on final passage, that has really seen a scaling back of the rhetoric from the House. Like I say, I think we're going to have this one amendment tomorrow from Mr. Pomeroy that's going to try to push it back to the 2009 levels. That is the only amendment that we're aware of right now that attacks the death tax. Right now, we do know that we've got the votes to kill it. And we're going to continue pushing for that to make sure that we can get this done. But right now, the prognosis really is pretty good to finally getting us a little bit of relief from the death tax. Even if it is just for 2 years, it is some relief for cattle producers.
Lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.